Hey everyone, y'all know who it is. It's your favorite pre-Madonna boy, Robin. You know, I fucking love Wednesdays. I fucking love being here, talking with my friends, and just having you guys just listen to the shit that, you know, that we talk about on Wednesdays. All right, so we got a lot to talk about for sure. We're definitely gonna chop it up. We want to talk about Wendy finally returning to TV, daytime TV, after being off the air for 7 months. We also want to talk about Ellen DeGeneres, also addressing her audience as well. We have so much more that we want to get into. So yeah, just come on back and chop it up.
Hey.
Hello. You know, I've been sitting here waiting for you to get here.
I know. I was like super distracted by Digicel.
Lord.
I forgot to activate a data plan, bitch.
Child.
I literally just did. So, as per usual, we're waiting on Shane. So, what's good? Wagwan. Popcorn.
Midday. I'm just trying to go through all these roller coasters and these emotions. You know, I'm just here. Yeah. Wagwan with you.
I was literally just saying to myself that, you know, I'm going to find somebody with funny about me. Like, I'm tired for always with a funny person in our relationship. Like,
What? I did not just hear you say that. You are the funniest one in all of your relationships?
I wouldn't say all off, but majority is, you know, a bit of dramatic one.
You know what I mean?
What I mean?
I don't want you to say I'm picking on you, so I'll just leave it right there. Anyways.
Let's definitely get into it.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, are you hearing me?
No, you went out.
What did he hear me say?
Let's get into it. That's all.
That's all? Okay. Okay. So, I was saying, you know, like, when I first heard this news, I literally was not sure how to feel about the whole situation. Because I'm like, am I supposed to, like, be surprised or... I wasn't sure how to feel because, I mean, it has happened several times before. Maybe this is just some PR stunt type shit. But for all of the people that will probably try to figure out what the fuck Matt Tabo is, like, literally over the weekend, we heard that Cardi B and Offset was getting a divorce. And Shannon, you definitely have the scoop on that. So, yeah, what's going on?
So, I definitely got into this situation because I know how you guys are. You think I'm a Barty gang and whatever.
You are.
But anyways. So, Cardi B filed for divorce from Offset last week, Tuesday. What happened is that they were having some arguments or stuff, and she was frustrated about the entire situation, so she went and she filed for a divorce. Everybody assumed, just like Robin, they did not wait for the facts to get here. They just assumed a whole bag of stuff, a PR stunt. Offset got somebody pregnant, he got caught with another girl, but all of that was old story that people were putting out to make it literally look like it was just happening. But unfortunately, that was all false. The main fact of why she's filing for a divorce is because they're not able to get meet on certain ends. They're not able to get along right now. So she went out and she filed for a divorce again. This is the second time she has filed for for a divorce. The first time she caught him cheating and it was everywhere and she filed for a divorce, but he made it up to her and they went back together. But now this time she is literally have made up her mind. She's not going back and she doesn't know what's going to happen, but she wants split custody of their daughter culture and she wants everything to be shared equally. She does not want to fight him in any court procedures. She just wants everything to be settled and he and she can go her way and him can go his way, basically. But everybody was saying it's a PR stunt because she's trying to drop an album, she's trying to get her music sell, and she's trying to do this, she's trying to do that. But as we can see over the past couple of days, as she came on live and explained to us what really is going on and whatever is going on in her relationship with Offset and her relationship period. Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, I'm sorry to like, can you like backtrack? Going on in relationship?
They were having, what do they call that word? I don't remember how to say that word. How was it called? Hello?
I don't even know what word you're trying to say.
When you're trying to get it, oh my freaking God, I can't pronounce the word. They're having differences. They're having,
you mean
marriage right now?
You're reconciled differences?
Yes, that's the word.
That's what they always say. Irreconcilable differences.
That's the divorce word, though. It's like when you know you're able it to is. Get along and
yeah.
You're not seeing eye to eye. Yeah. That's the word that they use mm-hmm. when you're getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you trying to say, mm-hmm. Robin?
Listen, this is how I feel about the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what? Before I even go there, Shane, do you have anything you want to input on this situation? Can you speak up louder, please?
No.
No? Why not?
It is the world. It is the likelihood that he will cheat again. First of all, she knew what she was getting herself into, so I don't know why the big commotion. Secondly,
mm-hmm. but she's not. Basically,
Hold on, Shannon.
What?
Allow him to finish. Continue, Shane. I can see. Oh, no. I want you to finish your point.
As they would say, what does the stupid saying goes? A cheater will never change his stripes or a zebra or whatever it is. Unless...
Okay. That is true. A leopard spot never changes. Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that are willing to change, but you have a baby at home, a wife at home, and now you're going to have another baby. Yeah, that is not good.
Another? What are you talking about?
Say he got somebody pregnant?
No! That's false information.
Actually, but hold on. That is wrong information. That is not true. But what is true, though, is the fact that he does have three kids with three babies' mother prior to culture.
And that's wrong information, too. But okay, go ahead.
No, that is facts, girl.
He has, you said how many kids?
Three kids, three babies.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead. You're right. Because culture makes it worse.
Anyways.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sis. What, how I feel about this situation. Okay, so I get where Shane is coming from. I think what he's trying to say is that the world shouldn't be so shocked that they are getting a divorce. And I actually echo the same sentiments because, I mean, I feel like this was actually written in the stars because from what we have seen played out in the public. Now, mind you, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors, only based on what him tell we. However, due to the fact that they're in public life and all this shit has been going down in the public and we've all been able to witness the breakdown of these two iconic couple, we've been able to recognize that, of course, they're an iconic couple. Whether you want to admit it or not. I know that is my opinion for sure, but at the end of the day, they have reached this particular level where they've etched their memory in pop culture, just the both of them. They're like a modern day, what is that famous couple in the 60s that I'm trying to remember that eventually killed themselves? Shit, we can't remember any of them. But the point that I'm trying to make is, from what we've seen that has played out in public, it is very apparent, well, at least to me, that they do have this sort of toxic relationship. And I don't necessarily feel as though culture made the situation any better, because I feel like most of the attention probably with Cardi B, I'll have the Offset just probably get directed to culture. And this is just me putting in a thesis on the situation. Like, I'm not saying that I know what's going on, but I'm just thinking in my mind what the situation probably is. So I'm not particularly shocked or surprised that Cardi B is asking for a divorce. And to be honest, like, she deserves it. She deserves it because I don't necessarily feel as though Offset was really and truly the right type of person for her, because as Shane mentioned earlier, like, this nigga has cheated on her a couple times. And even though Minoa said that is, according to what she says, that is not the situation, but I feel like some of those stuff are just so hard to come back from. And it also builds to tension, that builds the argument that eventually lead to irreconcilable differences. So they're both young. They can't find somebody else. Marriage is not like the end of the world. And Offset to pay the fucking child support. And this is just if they are in fact going to be divorced, because filing the divorce doesn't necessarily mean they actually like will go through, because trust me, the paperwork to get out of the relationship is strenuous at best.
Okay, but quick question, Robin, were you trying to compare them to Bonnie and Clyde?
No, I wasn't trying to compare them to Bonnie and Clyde. The fuck? No.
I was just making sure.
No. There was a different couple, musicians. I think it's Fleetwood Mac. Yes, those. I don't know if you know that band, Shane. They were a part of Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. You were saying, Shannon.
I was saying that you guys always try to make it look like celebrities don't make mistakes. Celebrities are the only ones that we look at in a different light, or they're superhuman or something.
We're just saying that the world should not be so shocked and so involved. Shit happens. It's their life. Let them do what they want.
Listen, as I was saying, Listen, no, Shannon, no. I'm not expecting that particular tone from you, because as a viewer or as a commentator, we are expected to speak on things that are very public to everyone. So it's not a situation as, oh, we can treat them like they're a celebrity versus human being. We can't necessarily treat them like that, because at the end of the day, they are living in a public life. So we have to speak on their situation as though they have exposed it in the public light. So what are you trying to say?
Please allow me to do that before you. If you allow me to do that, that's how you'd know what I was trying to say. But either of you allowed me to do that, and then you tried to disrespect me just now. Do not speak to me in that tone. I'm not a child. I know exactly what I was saying and what I'm trying to say now. Okay? So let me finish. Don't talk to me sideways. That was very rude.
Great.
So what I was saying to you is, everybody makes mistakes. Celebrities are not different from us. Just like how you have 5 boyfriends who cheated on you when you were 12 until now. That's how it is. Yes. We didn't put
them like... Wait.
We expect... Yes. We expected a dog will always be a dog. But what's the difference?
You feel bad?
What's the difference between what he's doing and what a regular nigga out there that's playing tricks is doing now? That's what I don't get. Yes, we don't feel like it should be surprised, because this has happened over and over again. Yes, I agree with you. But what I was trying to say is, not because they're celebrities or because we look at them as celebrities means they're going to be different from us. If niggas playing tricks on us out here as regular people, niggas go play tricks on them too. At least she's aware of it and she's saying, listen, I don't want to deal with this and it's my time to cut. This is a wrap on the show. Yes, we have seen her file divorce before and she has not put it in, but who's to tell? We don't know. We just have to watch the situation and see where it goes from here. That's what I was trying to say. So next time, please allow me to finish and then you say something.
You know, Marilyn's video, Shannon.
Go ahead, what?
You, sir, you have a very toxic habit. We love this shit. I run off, you know, like they could just pass over my head. Well, no, bitch.
Listen to me, she
Mary.
Me don't have to rub him out. You still me start up my car already? Me don't have to rub out your friend. Come to him, please, me, I beg you. Just put him in the light cooler or something, because him feel like him act. Me realize, you, anytime I come to Cardi B, I say, you behave. And me don't want to come to none of my friend them. You understand? So, you know what? What me ever said to you, please take my advice. Move to the next topic, please, and thanks.
Listen, me gone past Cardi being a friend. Me gone past that long
time. Carry on. Carry on.
What I would like to address real quick, sis, is the fact that you mentioned that I had 5 boyfriends that cheated on me, sis. Where?
Robin, I did not mean that literally.
How many bad respect? Please make that very clear. Because when audience would say that could have never.
Hold on. Never, you said
never.
Robin, you are the one that's always cheating on your boyfriends. Let me just make that clear. So I was trying to protect you by saying it the other way around, but we all know that you are the one that's always cheating. So don't try to come around me.
Honestly, I feel more pride knowing that I've never been cheated on. So, bitch. Well, that's a lie, but I mean, it doesn't happen often. Moving on. But, you know.
Shane!
Yes. Moving on. So, y'all may not like this news, but I don't care. But my good auntie, Wendy, is finally back on TV, guys. So she had a on the 21st. And of course, I had to get into it. You know, I live for Auntie Wendy Williams. I love her to death, to death. And she lost 25 pounds.
We did not need to know that.
Whatever. She lost 25 pounds. And honestly, she is so inspiring for me because, first of all, she is one of the persons that has, I wouldn't say she's the first person, but she's really the person that has made me become so captivated and so fascinated by pop culture and how really and truly pop culture shapes how we communicate and how we evolve as a person, as a nation, because it's deeply rooted in societal cultures as well. So it's like, I've always been fascinated and just watching her interact with the audience and interact with the camera, and she and how she has this very poignant point of view is just so inspiring, and definitely something that I can see myself potentially doing as a career, you know, being able to, you know, shoot straight and, you know, say what I mean what I say, and just, you know, be a sharp shooter, pa-pow. So, like, I have mad respect for her, and whether or not you guys want to agree with me or not, Wendy Williams is the queen of daytime television. She used to be queen of late night radio or whatever, but no, she's queen off daytime channel, rightly so, right? And I'm just glad that she's back doing what she does the best, because all bitches, everybody else, like, literally follow the same blueprint as fucking Wendy Williams as far as commentating on pop culture, having daytime shows, just being an all-out iconic type person. So yeah, she's fierce and I love her. I just had a full-out monologue a while ago. Y'all really gone silent on me? Like, y'all are fucking haters. Y'all have nothing to say?
Wendy, hell no.
Like, what is the
hate? I don't
hate
her.
What's the
hate? There's a difference. There's a difference between hate and just don't give a damn. I just don't give a damn. Point blank, period.
Shane, I get your point of view. You just do not give a damn. And you know what? You are expected to have that point of view, because that is what I expect. And that is what the audience expects of you, Shane. Like, we know you.
Listen. You keep talking about this woman like she is the freaking holy grail. Me not drink from her. Me not want to be my capital. It's a pee. So, get off everybody's case who does not give a damn about this woman and move on to the people who actually like her. Shannon and I are not one. Move on.
Oh my, Shane, I just felt like Robin just came at you and stabbed you right in the face.
No, but he walked off a piece of like this woman was done.
That was rude.
And of course, we know she wasn't, because Joan Rivers was it for me. Joan Rivers could tear down a living bitch and then make them like her afterwards. I've never seen Wendy Williams does that. Every time Wendy talk about somebody,
never
become fear.
Right.
And up till right. This day, Kiki Palmer had the best comeback from everybody when Missy come at her.
And Donald Trump wife. Ex-wife.
I'm not even gonna go where Donald Trump is concerned. I'm not going nowhere near that.
Regardless, she's still legendary. She's still iconic.
Hunt.
And she is queen of the time.
That was Joan Rivers for
of course.
Me. So you have of Wendy. Course. I'll keep Joan. I don't care if anybody want to say I'm supporting some white woman that is fake looking.
But Joan. I mean, Joan had her TV show back in the what, 90s, or was it the 80s? I don't even remember. I mean, it didn't really last long, and then she came back with I love Fashion Police though.
She and Kim, that show, everybody else was just a sidebar.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree, definitely. And you know, speaking of daytime television, not Wendy, but Ellen actually also came back as well. And
Robin,
she had a very different approach.
Robin,
are you
following the set?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You want to look again?
I am very sure. Thank you. So I was just, you know, continuing on, because I was just saying that, you know, what's so funny is because Ellen.
Robin, you're not following.
But... Yes. Yes, I am.
Robin, are you following the set? Are you sure you're following the right set, Robin? Robin. Robin.
Just waiting on Shannon to come through. You know what I really hate? I fucking hate data. Because I was literally just checking an email and then everything just dropped. It's like, I never had that issue. Yeah, I never had that issue with the, right? I never had that issue when I had Wi-Fi.
That's why you need to get it back.
I know. I apologize. Like, I was trying to check an email and I don't know, it's like fucking data just may not allow me to multitask, friend. We need to figure out about the Wi-Fi. But anyways, yes. So let's continue from where we left off. Yeah, so you're trying to rudely shame me on something, show me up on something, Shannon?
Why would I be doing that, Robin?
Oh, you weren't? Okay, I was just checking, Shannon.
Okay.
Just checking. All right. So we were talking about daytime television and our good Auntie Wendy being the queen of daytime channel. And, you know, I was about to talk about Ellen DeGeneres, but you know what? We're going to leave that for tomorrow's update. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Right. So we're going to leave that for tomorrow. But you know, Wish Queen is going to be going to the daytime television. Somebody guess.
Is she on the reel? Yeah. Who is dropping pins or licking spoon to a plate or a cup or something? It is really annoying now.
Oh my god, that was me. I didn't realize. I am so sorry. Nerves. I apologize, Shannon. Let me throw this away. I hope the audience isn't annoyed.
I would be so much annoyed.
But yes, to answer your question, Shannon, yes, someone is joining the reel, definitely. And it's been confirmed that our good sis, Garcelle, is it Bordeaux, Shane?
Yes.
It's Bordeaux. Yeah, our good sis Bordeaux from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is joining the show. How do you feel about this, Shane?
I don't know her platform necessarily because I did not watch her in Beverly Hills Housewives. And I've only known her for movies, so I can't really speak to it. Not that I even find the reel that interesting either.
Right.
I mean, okay. Like Lonnie, love Tamara, Adrian is in, but I can't really speak to it.
Why don't you find the show interesting?
I don't find daytime TV interesting. The only interesting thing I used to find interesting in daytime was Jerry Springer. And I got bored of it.
Wow.
Of all the shows, right, Shannon?
Right.
That was the only drama in my life, which was on TV. And I liked it staying on TV. And then what? The real drama in my life. So I try to keep it on the TV.
And you know what? It's like, this is coming after the exit of Amanda Seals. And I feel like, I mean, now that I see how they've now replaced Amanda with Garcelle, I can definitely see where the producers are going in terms of direction with the show. If you understand where I'm going with this, Shannon, because we know who Amanda Seals is and we know the type of person that she is and who she champions for, which is the right of Black women to be accepted, Black power all the way, of course.
Garcelle do that though? Does Garcelle do that though? Because I've never seen her do it. I'm just asking.
Well, and see, that's what I was actually that's really what I was building up to, sis.
Lord. Go ahead, sis. Continue.
That's literally what I was building up to, because we know the type of person who Amanda Seals is. And the struggle that she had to go through when she was on the show, and now that she's exited, we now have Garcelle. And Garcelle is definitely not a bad person. I mean, Garcelle is first and foremost a Caribbean woman, right? Like, she is from Haiti and she grew up in California. So she's a Black woman. She understands the cult. She understands who she is as a Black woman, and she definitely does support that. But I feel like they chose her because A, she has now been in a situation where she can definitely be off composure, because I mean, it's no easy feat dealing with those girls on Beverly Hills. No doubt about it. And I do believe that Garcelle would be a great addition to the show, definitely. But I can see how the direction of the show has now changed, because ultimately them never do want to go in the direction that Amanda Seals wanted to go. So I feel like she never found it as the right fit. So now them find the right fit, which is Garcelle. And Garcelle is great. She's good at what she does. She's a good businesswoman. She's a good entrepreneur, philanderer, black lives activist, all them something there. You know what I mean? And plus, she is a cast member, or, well, to be determined if she is still a cast member of The Real House of Beverly Hills. So that is going to attract viewers as well to the show, which is definitely what them want. You know what I mean? Because no, Garcelle is now there. Tamara gone, Amanda gone. We don't know who will replace Tamara as yet. So them have to do something be kind of like grabbing the viewers. And I think that is just what Garcelle does. I don't know how long she will stay, but I might just watch. Because I mean, she was the main reason why I was so into season 10 of Beverly Hills this season. Because me said, I'm going to watch it after Lisa Vanderpump left. So I might watch it just because of Garcelle. What do you think, Shannon? Because I know that you're a fan of Amanda Seals. So how do you think that the show will now be now that Amanda is gone and will be replaced with Garcelle?
I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't have a comment on this at all, because Amanda Seals done make her point that she was having directive divisions and she wasn't getting along with people there, the producers, everybody who else that she wasn't getting along with, and she's trying to find her foot somewhere else. So I guess we'll just watch and see that. But Garcelle, I'm just going to be watching to see what's going to be happening from here moving forward, because I've never seen her in that light before. So I guess I'll be watching, because I didn't watch Beverly Hills Housewives, so I don't know what to expect from her. But I've watched Jamie Foxx's show, and she was pretty good in there. So I guess I'm just observing what I think is going to be happening moving forward.
But can we just talk about how, like, the real isn't all that real? Because ever since Tamar left, is like, shit has been said about that show. You know what I mean? From like cast members being dodgy, producers on the back end being super slick, nasty deals have been written up, persons coming on the show treating the castmates like whatever. They're not getting freedom of speech and all these things, and just all type of fakery. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't even know him even interested to watch The Real anymore. But what are their... Shane, what are their target audience? Or who are their target audience?
You asked the wrong person. Usually morning television usually centers around women that are at home being mothers, the trophy wives, those type of persons.
I look to you for the facts.
No, but okay. I'm saying usually those daytime televisions usually centers around people who are home in the day, or like house moms, housewives, mm-hmm. trophy wives, those type of persons.
Right. Okay. But yeah, as Shannon says, I would definitely keep my eye on it. And just to see how her being a part of the cast, if it elevates the show, giving it a new type of feel, or if it just
flatline in a sense.
Kenna did flatline a long time ago. I think they're trying to revamp to target a younger audience.
Well, we shall see. But so yeah, what's so funny is that who watched the Emmys?
The Grammys.
Did you watch the Emmys then?
You mean the Grammys?
No, the Emmys.
It was the Emmys that went on this weekend?
Yes, it was. Shane, you were supposed to come with the information for the Emmys.
I told y'all, I was never ready for this week. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I was totally wrapped up in this week, but yeah, the Emmys.
Did you even watch the Emmys?
Who watches the Emmys anymore? No, Tell me the truth. Who watches? Out of the three of us.
I started watching, but you know what? After I saw that shit, what is this? Schitt's Creek won over Insecure. I was like, I'm done. I'm out.
And I'm annoyed at that show. Honestly, I am so annoyed. Oh God.
It is really funny. I give it a thumbs up.
No, I can't.
It's really good. Although it's over. It's over. Like, there's no more seasons coming. The show is ended. Yeah. But, and all of a sudden, it's already getting recognized as of season 5 coming up when the show is finished at season 6.
I mean, I liked it, but
it was so, like, I don't realize, like, people just realized about Schitt's Creek when it landed on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because Schitt's Creek was going on for so many years and nobody paid attention to it because it was based in Canada. So yeah, everybody who would watch would be
Canadian. You were the one who told me about it.
But people now start realizing and watching it since it came on Netflix and nobody was like,
But yes. Let's talk about the
Emmy. It's one of those.
Let's talk about the.
It's one of those those gems where just blow up when them hit Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still mad that Insecure didn't get it though.
What did you think? It's a full-on black cat. Be honest, no. But anyways, Shane, what were you saying?
Yes, so. Let's get into it of the Emmy winner. So Mark Ruffalo won for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited Series or TV Movie, which the show was called I Know This Much Is True. If anybody don't know who Mark Ruffalo is, go back to the Hulk from Avengers.
All right. Okay.
But this was a very like competitive.
Oh, I love Mark Ruffalo. Ooh, just want to put that out there.
Are known to be well doctored and good and all this. But anyways, moving on. Lead actress, the winner was Miss Regina for Watchmen.
Yes. Clap for that.
Outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, Mr. Eugene Levy. Oh God, can't stand him. But for Schitt's Creek, his personality in the show.
Shane, you give that a thumbs up, right?
No, his performance is a bit annoying at times. I'm like, but anyways, moving on. Outstanding lead actress is in a comedy series is Miss Catherine O'Hara. We all know who she is. She has a long list of merits.
Catherine O'Hara? What at?
Don't do it, Robin. Please don't do it.
What's the show that she won it for? What's the category?
Schitt's Creek.
Oh. I'm sorry. Never mind. We just remember that Kevin Mada.
Yeah, I believe it just do that.
I'm sorry.
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series is Jeremy Strong for
Hold on.
Oh my, you guys are going at the same time. Robin, can you let him just run through this and then you can say what you gotta say so we can get through this? Thank you.
Outstanding lead
actor, go ahead, Shane.
Outstanding lead actor in a drama series is Jeremy Strong for Succession. And outstanding lead actress in a drama series, give it up for Shannon's girl, Zendaya for Euphoria. Yes. I know you're happy about the one day. Outstanding reality / competition series. The winner is Robin's favorite, RuPaul's Drag Race. Outstanding variety talk series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. I thought Jimmy Kimmel would have won that category, but I guess I was wrong.
I mean, he's won it a couple times, so I mean, he's fine.
And of course, Robin already blew the one outstanding comedy series, which is Schitt's Creek. I kind of agree with it. I don't care. Outstanding drama series is Succession, and that's pretty much it. We didn't go into the...
Okay, Robin, go ahead. No, we're not doing that. Go ahead, Robin.
Go ahead about what?
What was your point?
What were you going to say that you were trying to make?
I mean, the moment was passed, so it's fine.
Okay,
continue. I have a question.
Yes, child.
So, this is for everybody, our audience, and for you guys. So, it is really stupid, but I really gotta ask this question because it's been trending all over social media for the past weeks now, and I just wanna start with Robin. Would you buy your spouse a PS5? Remember, they're listening.
I mean, I would. I definitely would. And you want to know what? And you want to know why? Because, bitch, I'm not a gamer for sure. Definitely not. However, I've always found it a bit of a turn on to like have my significant other to be a gamer. So I would like pretend to be a gamer with them and play with them and kind of like have this type of, you know, bond while we're gaming together and shit like that. So if I had the money, I would definitely like find some type of situation for like buy it and be like the super boyfriend. Yes, I would definitely do it. Just cause.
Shane.
In the words of my favorite Glee member, which was Amber Riley singing, "Hail to the no."
Oh my God.
Why? So, no, why? Why? I would like to know first why.
I literally have dated only one person who was that tech savvy that is in the game. Everybody else I've dated, no. They're not interested.
Would you buy that spouse? Or would you, at the time in that relationship, would you have buy that spouse a PS? If it was no, would you buy him a PS5?
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay.
Not then, chaotic, but not no. Hell to the no.
Honestly, like, all right, what say you, Shannon?
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would. Sigh. The only reason why I wouldn't is because my spouse is a gamer, but he does not play game that often. So if I bought him that game, then he would play it for a while and then he just stopped using it. So that's a waste of buying it. You need somebody who is going to be like playing it all the time.
But
I know.
Like my nephew my brother.
But wait.
But my spouse, no.
Only for gaming, so can be used for other things.
Yes, I know, because we had a PS4, but we barely use it.
Okay.
So, and then at least when we use it, it was like,
I think I'm a more of an Xbox person. So no, I wouldn't get a PS4. I would probably get an Xbox 360 or an Xbox something. Because Xbox is more computer savvy to me than a PS5 or a PS4 or PS whatever. Sony did not get it right ever to me. Google has always done it for me. And you know what I want to say right now? Anybody that has an iPhone, if you have an iPhone, you need to have a charger. If you don't have a charger, do not ask somebody who has a Samsung to get you a charger. That is rude. Don't do that.
That's
Robin.
No,
and company. Robin and company. Wait. Robin and company.
I know.
See, I don't even do nothing, bitch. Insert the Nini.
Understand Shannon. Robin and company.
I do understand Shannon's point.
Why the hell you're gonna have an iPhone, an expensive iPhone, and then all of a sudden your charger breaks. You come to the person who has a Samsung. Can I borrow your charger? Can you get me a charger? No, girl, I have a Samsung. You don't like my phone. You criticize my phone. You disrespect my phone, and then you, can I get a charger? No, you cannot get a charger, girl.
But strange enough, in all of my groups, I'm usually the one not to have an iPhone. I don't know why. I've never owned an iPhone.
And do they ask you
yes,
for a charger?
Yes, I do.
always. iPhone people always ask you for a charger.
But
you never have a charger.
I never used an iPhone. Why would me, of all persons, me?
Right, that's what I said.
You've owned an iPhone, and Robin has.
Yes, that was a mistake. That was a lapse in judgment.
But this.
Do you forget that I have a Samsung right now, Shannon? Like, I so hate.
Robin, the only reason why you have a Samsung right now, and you know the reason, but let me remind you, is because your iPhone broke and you had to go back to your backup, which was a Samsung that never broke on you.
Anyways.
Oh,
moving on.
Good job.
Y'all too much right now. Y'all getting too deep. Move on.
Right.
Move on. Right. But you know what? Even not move on enough, because I like what the conversation you're going on. I like what the conversation you're going on. Go. I'm going to say, don't like it, Shane.
Don't drag me in. I'm going to put you in.
No. I don't have to put you in because you're already. I was literally just saying to myself, that, you know, my two besties are like fire signs. Like, fuck. Nobody can say queen when it's a willing call. Like, you know, we're just explosive.
Cannot with you.
The most. Yes. You know?
You know what? Let me ask you this question, Robin, because it's very important.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to hit on this relationship shit. And I just want to ask you, because I want to just put it out there.
Okay.
No pun intended, Robin. And I don't want you to feel offended. Don't want you to be mad. But I just want to ask you, because you are more experienced than us. At this situation.
Girl, just throw it on me, sis.
What do you think about this relationship in a workplace? Do you think it's good or it's bad? Do you think it's a pro? What do you think?
Why did you have to ask me first?
Because you're a pro at this. Me and Shane are amateur.
No, Shane answer first. Mama go last. Answer first.
Okay.
Listen, hold on. I need the audience to hear what I need to say loud and clear. I need to speak in their mind. So after I own it, I'll take the floor.
Go, Shane.
So I have had a situation, well, more than one situationships in the workplace. My overall conclusion, if it works for you, it works for you. I've had one good, one bad. So I can't necessarily say I have as much experience as some other people do. But yeah, if it works for you, it works for you. That's all I have to say.
Well, for me, I had a full-on competition in my workplace with my manager. We had a full-on competition, and we went through a few people. I did not hit 20, but I did not hit 20. That's all I'm going to say. But it was a lot.
Wait. Question. Why couldn't you do a competition to see how much you can put under your belt?
When I started working, when I started working there, to me, I felt like me and him was the two hottest people there. Ooh. So people would flock to us. And it would be cool to flirt. But then I realized that when you're flirting, it gets more into what you least expect. People expect more after flirting. When I first got there and people were flirting, I was always the one. I was the lion. I was the chaser. But when I got to call center and I realized how situations go, you're like, okay, no, everybody's the chaser. So nobody's the lion anymore. Everybody's the lion. Want somebody like you, they go come up to you, talk to you, look you even in front of a crowd. Like I've had situations where this person
talk up to me. Honestly, I can't. I don't like it. It scares me.
They do not care. They'll just walk up to you and be like, hey, how are you? My name is such and whatever. Just literally start a conversation. And listen, you see the persons that I've went off of and never got to, they are the ones who I found out like were already touched by the manager. Ooh. So the manager to talk to me, and then it was like, so it was to me back then, it was a game, but now I realize it's very serious because karma is a bitch.
It is what it is.
Listen, I'm telling you the honest truth. There is sometimes you get played, and in some situations, the other person is playing you. You just have to know what you're getting yourself into and how much you can handle. Because at the end of the day is, if you get played, you can't just go and go beat up with somebody or just get mad and say whatever. You have to understand you're a game, and that relationships are all games. It's just who is going to play who first. That's how I look at it, especially in the call center at the time. It's just who go play first. It's either you go get played or you go take the play and play somebody else. I just saw a situation shit go. Because I've known several people who have tried to run game on me and it never work out. Or me try to run game on them, but it never work out. But at the end of the day, is 98% of the praise when we go off, I'm going to get them. 98%. I mean, can't tell you. The only two person I'm going to never get, like, the manager touch them. So that's why I'm going to never get them.
Wait. This is how call centers are.
I am really, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I am really good at what I do. And once we go off, I'm a Leo. I'm very good at what I do. And once we go off of somebody, me go get them positive. Me not ask me, I tell you.
What me understand is, you know, so this is the second time when I shot me. Like, I'm never ready for that.
Girl, we can't tell everything. Else you're gonna know everybody. And well, I know the first when I just met Robin and we used to share conversation, and I realized that Robin know literally three people out of the bunch. I'm like, no, we can't do that. Then one day Robin just come out of the blues and shot me. You remember the twins, Robin?
Yes.
The manager hit the other one. That's why we never get the one.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So my question is this how all call centers are?
All call centers. Shane, you didn't have meet some of that too. Because you know how I met Shane and how I heard about Shane before you introduced me to Shane Robin? There was that person. You remember that person?
Oh, God.
That was the first time I met you.
That person.
The first time I met the person who introduced me to
the
you.
The one who must be
named. So Shane don't go like that. I'm the other one. Because you're in this game and long before
do anything with that person, and no, I was not in this game.
That's not what I was told at the time, Robin, on my line.
But shut on.
We're speaking straight, Fendi facts.
Be factual, no. There's a lot of shit that has been said about me that I have never done.
Listen! You know this. Robin is right there. Robin was there, and I'm so happy that Robin was there, and Robin said it.
What I'm saying, I know there was shit that was said about me that I was never.
I'm loving this right now, let me just say that.
Robin, am I lying or am I lying?
No, but y'all know there was
Shane.
Let me hear what Shane.
I was not really.
Let me hear what Shane.
Those things, y'all know this. There was a lot of shit said, and there's probably a lot of shit still being said. No, and I ain't doing shit.
But Shane, believe what? That person.
Hold on, say something, Shannon. This is definitely what relationship in the workplace can cause. A lot of shit said and spread.
Like wildfire. Like in California. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Robin, what say you? Because we want your long speech now.
Mm-hmm. It's like, let me tell you, there's different ways to look at it. There's a whole lot to unpack right here.
The short story, please.
Go ahead,
the
girl.
Short story.
Right.
I'm kind of high right now, as always. Exactly. So,
I don't know why you would have.
Break it down as simple as possible. Is it me?
And quick.
All right. Really seeing that there's a lot to unpack here, because you have to look upon the facts, say, as mentioned before, sometimes situations can get out of hand to the point where you might feel like, say, adjust the tone in the relationship, but it turned into a situation where now the entire workplace knows they're not having the issues, and them can know when you're not talk, them can know when you're not malice, and them can know when you're deal again. Like, it becomes more than just the two of you when persons are now privy to the relationship in the workplace, first and foremost. Second, it can become a conflict of interest, as mentioned earlier, where other persons are now involved in the relationship at times. It becomes a conflict of interest because that is, for a fact, not professional. So you're now bringing a personal situation into a place that is meant to be professional, a place where you're meant to earn money. And so it does become a conflict of interest. Understand? And also it creates drama.
If you're not mature. If you're not mature.
Right? As both of y'all spoke about your experiences, and my experience has definitely been very much drama, because my relationship, my deepest relationship, actually started in the workplace, and I wouldn't necessarily say that it was planned, it just happened. And throughout that tumultuous relationship,
a lot of stuff happens, and a lot of it happened at the workplace.
Oh my god.
Bitch, like, I fought that nigga
at the workplace.
The front. Yes, bitch, I was sat there on the fucking front.
What did you say, Shane?
No, I want to know if you've had that same experience where you've had dramatic experiences at work, like Robin has.
Hell no! I hold my feelings until I get
okay.
Home.
All right, go back to Robin now. Robin, finish up.
Today we, you know, we look back at it and just laugh about it because we're friends, so we laugh about it. But in the moment, like, shit was just real. Like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I just wanted to fight. Right. Then, you know what I mean? But like, it didn't matter to me, see how work many days. Okay. And that is why relationship in the workplace doesn't work, because me myself has had to get involved in a relationship brawl at work as well. You know, if you try to like pot them up and nothing happen. So it's like, girl, out of them something that happened. It's a lot. It's a lot. Me just say, listen. What me tell people say, try as best as you can, girls and boys. Don't do it. Don't do it. Like, don't go into a workplace and start a relationship, because it just don't work out.
You can't tell people.
You can't tell them that.
It's all about,
because
if you both
can. I'm advising, I'm telling them from experience.
Your idea is different
observed and no. From what I've seen.
No, it's different.
Because me and Shannon agree with you.
Yeah, I know people that have met in the workplace, have a full-on relationship. Nobody knew about it. Nobody, even the girl got pregnant by the guy and they were in the same department. Nobody knew about it. She had a full-on baby shower. She even gave birth and nobody knew that that was her baby father. So it can happen. People can do it. We, that's more emotional. And I don't want to say we. I mean, other people that's more emotional and they just can't control their emotions. So when things lick them at work, they just have to lick it back, which is the other person.
I'm going to say, friend, like, I literally have somebody in my workplace hit me in a child after all of that happened in the first relationship. Me, like, idiot, go do it again.
I'm done with you.
But that never ended nicely. I mean, it was very secretive. Nobody knew. So that was a good thing, for sure. So it was, like, different. It was different. But this person here to this day.
Y'all still don't talk?
They're friends, aren't they?
Girl, it made me to this day.
So hold on, let me ask you a question. Is it the person that me and Shane know? Is it the person that me and Shane know?
We know a lot.
No, man.
Don't call nobody me.
No. He better not. Anyways.
I'm told down about this so many times. But yes.
We just can't remember what exactly. We can't remember. Anyways, I thought it was the person that me and Shane know. Like, that person that was over there. That was the first relationship who got involved for no fucking reason and then got mad at you for stepping to him.
That was a child. Moving on.
Anyways, that's who I thought was doing all that. But
what I'm saying, this is your views. I will never tell anybody not to do something they want to do.
Yeah.
We all need maturity. Because...
Right, I agree.
The one that I really had a falling out with, trust me, no existence was there. Every time I go work, all I do is just do my work, ignore. And then everybody's like, y'all were such close, and da 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 da. if they're talking to me, literally, I zone them out. Nothing. Me see out that drop dead, me not look by you. It's since recently, like probably a year ago or 2 years ago, I decided to, you know what? Let me stop being an evil person and be cordial. Be cordial. Because I ended...
You remember?
Because I That's ended so up funny. Seeing them a lot more than I would have liked to. And I still ignored their existence. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm just going to be cordial. And I... And
you remember?
I'm proud of myself.
You've grown. You know, yes,
I just love you. You've grown. I love you so much.
The growth.
We love you, Shane.
The growth. Anyways, you remember the first time we heard about that person, Robin, when we were on a three-way call and Shane was explaining the entire situation to us? You remember?
Uh-huh.
And then when we finally met the person, you remember what you said?
Mm-hmm. No, babe, what did I say? What did I say?
I'm not gonna say it right now, but it was not nice. It was not nice.
I don't know what I'm saying.
And then Shane. No, it was not nice. Say and it. Shane was like, Shane was not there. And then, alright, you remember say. when we, you remember when we went to Fontana? What was that? Cafe something. Cafe. What a cafe place there over Fontana? Cafe Blue. You remember when we went to Cafe Blue and we met the other person?
Yes.
You remember what you said then?
I just can't remember what I said. I just can't.
Robin says the weirdest shit ever when he meets people. I cannot. It's rude as hell.
First of all, it wasn't your word, so you can't feel offended for it. Just saying, I wanted to know.
No! No, if me say the people, them going to know this.
Listen, just fucking say it. We can all laugh about it right now.
No, get me that no trouble. Listen. You see, when me got home, me don't want nobody to show no acid for me. And them girls, they don't get a love to acid. Love me. The two are going to love me. But they not put me in a no mix up.
Right. You see, I hate bitches right. Like
he
you.
Always do it. I'm telling somebody here when he do it.
Because it's so bad.
I know you want to fucking talk about it.
But like, anyways.
That's what I hang up on, yo.
Anyways. But girl, Robin does not have anything nice to say about your exes. I'm just letting you know
my
that.
My best friends never did. So I'm not even offended at this point. Because I remember the first one and... Yeah, the first best friend I had, she was not approved. She did not approve, and she made it now.
I remember when we tried to. You remember when we tried to intervene and be a nice person to that person? When Shane's friend, that is with the thug now. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm
Robin.
Connecting the dots. Yes, you were saying.
Yes. So we had a phone call and Shane got mad and hung up. And then we had a phone call and the person's boyfriend was listening to the phone call on the other end. And we were trying to rectify the entire situation of what was going on. And then that person got mad at us. And then you went to their birthday party.
I get it. I got the attacks.
Wait. That's what I was mad about.
Something is clicking. I'm trying to remember what I said, bitch.
Oh my God, Robin is so slow. This is why I can't keep up with Robin. Robin, we're going to start again from the top. You remember when we had this conversation with Shane's friend?
No, girl, my Arnie get all of that.
Okay.
Oh, yes, there's something I tried. What may I try to say, like, with the Cafe Blue situation, me still have to try my mom.
The boy! All right, I'm gonna try to remind you. You remember when the boy them walk up, we parked the car. I was in the driver's seat. I told you I know them and I'm not coming out. And you said, well, I'm going to go introduce myself. You went over there. You said hi to whoever. You came back and you said something to me. You remember what you said to me?
No, you know, member.
Oh my God. You said something so rude about the person.
No.
And we all cracked out laughing, and everybody that was standing there with Shane, because Shane was still standing there with a group of people, everybody turned around and looked at us. And then I said,
I can't believe you don't remember. No, I hear this.
Robin said the rudest things when he meets the exes, Shane. Me don't know why, but that's just that.
I like the honesty, but me don't know what can you not say it and you not know me.
We not go tell you. We know where you get mad, so we couldn't tell you at the time.
Why would I get mad?
But it was funny. I barely knew you at the time. At that time, we just got introduced a couple months before. That was Robin's birthday. We just got introduced and we went on a fucking road trip. It was so fun as hell. Although Robin carried the wrong place. But I
let's not bring that up right now.
After we started getting cool and whatever, we started going out, driving around, going to places, doing things, and you started introducing us to people, and Robin started introducing us to people, because I remember Robin introduced me to this person. I was like, what the fuck? After Robin introduced me to the person was scary, hitting at the first point. Then they were trying to scare us into going somewhere with them. I don't remember where. I don't remember if it was their house or something. And I was scared as hell. And then I was like, Robin, we need to go. And you know that bitch sit there talking to the person over me. I said, Robin, we need to leave. Because I just felt so scared of this person. Because he was forcing us. Where I don't remember where, if it was his host or somebody else's host, but that person was forcing us to go somewhere and I was begging Robin to leave. That's how scared I was. And then I remember the situation. We were going to Negril. Shane brought him best friend where they were the top nigga now. Brought that person, and that person was talking about their ex and whatever. And almost got we into an accident over we're probably in our bed. So me almost dead. Somebody owned, and I wasn't mad about that. So I almost died.
What are you mad about, sis? What else are you mad about, sis?
Saying anything? No. I'm done.
I'm the one with the thing. And Shana not tell me. Hey, that's fuck up.
Right.
So please end this podcast before me hang up on the people then.
Go ahead, Robin.
You know what? I don't want Shane throw a tantrum. So yes, we got to go, guys. You know, it's been such a wonderful time, and we definitely just want to thank our audience for just staying with us and just listen to We Chop It Up every Wednesdays and sometimes Thursdays. And I guess I should be the bearer of some bad news, is that we'll be out for 2 weeks, y'all. 2 weeks, starting when next week. Shannon,
yep,
next week. Yeah, so after next week, we'll be out for 2 weeks. So I'm going to miss guys so much. Just remember to be bold, be brave, and most of all, anything else, Shannon?
You know, I got to leave y'all with this. Love, light, support, and faith. Carry on. Anything, Shane?
Don't have a Shannon in your life.
Oh my God, why not?
Have a good day, buddy.
I'm not a mean person. I'm not a bad person. Shane, I hate
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.